From the Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us today as we spend time around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness to men and women in all their need.
Let's seek the Lord together in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we draw near to Thee in the name of Thy Son, the Lord Jesus. We thank Thee for the way of access unto Thee. We thank Thee for the acceptance we find before Thee in the person of Thy Son. And we seek a fresh cleansing from sin as we draw near unto Thee. We pray for Your blessing even upon the going forth of Your Word. We thank Thee that Your Word is truth. We thank Thee that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And so we pray that as Thy Word is read, and as it is preached, we pray that it might bring those that are out of Christ to faith in Christ, and that it might strengthen the faith of those who know Christ as their Savior. We pray that the evil one will not be enabled to snatch away the good seed of the Word, but that that Word will find that good ground in hearts and bring forth fruit unto eternal life. So hear and answer prayer. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. John chapter 11 and the verse 14 begins our scripture reading. And there we read in John 11 and verse 14, "Then said Jesus unto them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. Amen. And God will bless the reading of his word to each of our hearts. The next hymn is 462, 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word. want to turn your attention today to John chapter 11, and especially some words which the Lord Jesus spoke to Martha, and then her response. And there in John 11, verse 26, the Lord Jesus said, "And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" She saith unto him, "Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world." This 11th chapter of John's Gospel records for us one of the greatest miracles performed by the Lord Jesus when he was here upon earth: the resurrection of Lazarus from the dead. This particular miracle is only recorded by John in the 4th Gospel. The Lord Jesus, by means of this miracle, was showing again to the world that he was and still is the Son of God, the one with almighty power. Not only had the Lord Jesus power over sickness to heal, but he had power over death, because he has power over sin. In the previous chapter of John's Gospel, John chapter 10, and the verses 17 and 18, the Lord Jesus had spoken of the fact that he would lay down his own life and he would take it up again. He had power and authority to do so because he was the Son of God. When the Apostle Paul was writing to the church at Rome, in Romans 1 and 4, he wrote of the fact that the Lord Jesus was declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. And here in John chapter 11, the Lord Jesus, in raising Lazarus from the dead, was preparing those around him for the fact that he was not only going to die, but he was going to rise again from the dead as the great sacrifice for sin. But it also reminds us of something that is yet to happen in the future. Because in John chapter 5 and the verses 28 and 29, the Lord Jesus said this with regard to death and resurrection: "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they that have done good, unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil, unto the resurrection of damnation." The bodies of all who have died, when the Lord Jesus returns, will be resurrected and reunited with their souls. Why? Because the Lord Jesus has power over death and the grave. He has power over the last enemy, which is death, because he has power over sin. And here in this chapter, when the Lord Jesus was going to raise Lazarus from the dead, he spoke words here, as we have highlighted, to Martha. Having spoken those very well-known words in verse 25, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" The Lord Jesus, by this statement in verse 25, "I am the resurrection and the life," and by the miracle that he was going to perform in the raising of Lazarus from the dead, was revealing himself as the Son of God, as the Savior. And he had something very important to say with regard to faith in him, because we must have our faith in him for salvation, not faith in ourselves or our works, not faith in a church, not faith in a preacher, but faith in the Lord Jesus and what he has done for the salvation of sinners. And so, very simply, I want us to consider the subject of faith in the Lord Jesus. I want, first of all, to consider the challenge concerning faith in the Lord Jesus. And I take you back to these words which the Lord Jesus spoke to Martha. And having revealed himself as the resurrection and the life, having stated that those who believe in him, though they were dead, yet they shall live, and that whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die, the Lord Jesus posed this challenge to the faith of Martha in him and in his word, believest thou this? And the Lord Jesus was speaking these words in the context of the fact that Martha's brother Lazarus had died. And of course, when we look into the opening part of the chapter, we are introduced to the family, to Martha and Mary and Lazarus, this family who lived in Bethany. And we are given the very important detail in verse 5 of the chapter that the Lord Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And what a great subject the love of Christ is for sinners. The Lord Jesus would say, as it is recorded later in this gospel in John 15 and 13, greater love hath no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his friends. It was the love of Christ for sinners that brought him into this world and not only led him to live that sinless life and conduct his ministry, but to go to the cross at Calvary and lay down his life as the great sacrifice for sin, and then, of course, rise again. But when this particular family faced the situation of Lazarus being sick, his sister sent a message to the Lord Jesus, just as we might pray for someone who is ill. And the message was this: Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. And when this message came to the Lord Jesus, he did maybe what would not have been expected. Instead of going to where this man was to heal him, or even speaking the word from where he was, we discover that the Lord Jesus, in his great wisdom, abode 2 days in the place where he was before beginning to make the journey to Bethany. And of course, the Lord Jesus did this with his perfect knowledge of all things. He pointed out to his disciples that this sickness was not unto death, but was for the glory of God. Yes, the Lord Jesus knew that Lazarus would die, but he knew that he would raise him again from the dead. And so by the time, of course, that he got to Bethany, as he had indicated to his disciples, Lazarus was dead. And the death of Lazarus was going to be a great challenge to Martha and Mary's faith in Christ, because they had sent the message that their brother was sick, and the Lord Jesus had not come immediately to heal him. And when the Lord Jesus came to where Mary and Martha were, as he was on the journey, Martha went to meet him. And she said, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Her faith was being tested. And the Lord, therefore, when he came and he spoke these words to her, believest thou this? He was challenging her concerning her faith in him and his word. The Lord had said to her, thy brother shall rise again, in verse 23. She had faith in the fact that whatever the Lord Jesus would ask of his Father, according to verse 22, God would give it to him. And so the Lord said, thy brother shall rise again. And she said, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And then the Lord Jesus emphasized, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Her faith in Christ was being challenged. You know, for the disciples, when the Lord Jesus died, their faith was tested. But then their faith was strengthened when he arose again from the dead. Here is the Lord Jesus challenging the faith of Martha in him and in his word. And of course, by nature, we are all spiritually dead in trespasses and in sins. And we are called to turn from our sin and place our faith in the Lord Jesus and in his finished work of sacrifice for the salvation of our souls. And without placing our faith in Christ for salvation, the Bible makes it clear we will be lost forever. We will experience everlasting punishment in hell. And so the challenge comes to you today from the Word of God. Believest thou this? Do you believe what the Word of God teaches? Do you believe that you are a sinner in need of Christ for salvation? Have you believed on Christ for salvation? Have you asked for forgiveness? Have you asked Christ to be your Savior? Personal faith in Christ. The Lord Jesus was challenging Martha concerning her faith in him. And you are challenged by the Word of God. Have you your faith in the Lord Jesus? But then I want you to consider in the second place how faith in Christ must be confessed. In response to the question, the challenge of the Lord Jesus to Martha, believest thou this? She said in verse 27, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. She was confessing her faith in the Lord Jesus as the only Savior of sinners. And we learn in the letter to the Romans, in Romans 10 and the verse 9, how important it is not only to believe in Christ, to trust in him, to have our faith in him, but to confess our faith in him. Listen to these words in Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Remember Thomas, he's often referred to as Doubting Thomas. He's mentioned in this chapter. But remember, after the Lord Jesus had arisen from the dead, and he had appeared to the disciples, and Thomas was not there, and he said he would not believe that Christ had risen unless he would see the nail prints for himself, and put his hand into the wounded side. And when the Lord Jesus came to him in John 20, the Lord Jesus challenged him not to be faithless, but to be believing. And he then confessed his faith by saying to the Lord Jesus, my Lord and my God. Having faith in Christ for salvation is not something we're to keep to ourselves. We are to confess our faith in Christ to others. And of course, faith in Christ for salvation doesn't mean we'll have no troubles or trials in this life. Even though Martha confessed her faith in Christ, of course, because her brother had died, she was sorrowful. She wept, as did Mary. And of course, the Lord Jesus sympathized with them as he wept at the grave. I wonder today, can you honestly confess that you have placed your faith in the Lord Jesus for salvation? That you have been saved from your sin? Have you confessed him to others? How important it is. But there's one final thought here concerning faith in Christ as we consider Yes, the Lord Jesus, he challenged Martha concerning her faith in Christ. And she confessed her faith in Christ. Faith in Christ brings comfort. Of course, in the context of this passage and what is being recorded here, this woman Martha and her sister Mary, they needed comfort because of the death of their brother. And the Lord Jesus brought that comfort because, of course, he went to the grave and he gave the command the stone should be rolled away, and he called Lazarus forth from the dead. What comfort that must have brought to Martha and to Mary. But the greatest comfort in the gospel is this: when we mourn over our sins and we come to Christ for salvation, the greatest comfort is if we place our faith in him for salvation, we will be saved from our sin. We will be saved from ending up in a lost eternity. We will be saved to live for Christ in life and someday to be with him in heaven. Have you experienced this comfort? Have you trusted in Christ for salvation? The hymn writer said, be in time. While the voice of Jesus calls you, be in time. If in sin you longer wait, you may find no open gate, and your cry be just too late. Be in time. May you come and place your faith in Christ for salvation. Let's just seek the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank thee for thy word. We thank thee for the reminder that the Lord Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And we thank thee for the challenge that he gives to us in his word. Believest thou this? And we pray that others will come to believe in Christ, to believe his word, to take their place as sinners, and to place their faith in him and what he accomplished on the cross at Calvary when he suffered and shed his blood and died and arose again. And we pray that each one who is saved has their faith in Christ, that we might confess him to others and that we might rejoice in the comfort of having our faith in him, not only for the years of time, but for all eternity. So cause thy word to bring forth fruit in the hearts of those that are out of Christ, even unto eternal life. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for spending some time with us today around the Word of God. For further information, visit our website at ltbs.tv. We look forward to joining with you next time as we seek to let the Bible speak once again.